The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Peter Wicks.
My listener.
Here we are. How again.
Are you? I know. It's been so long.
I can't talk. You're in excitement.
Did you just say I excite you? Say that again for anyone listening. It's not often a bird says that to me.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, you beautiful person. Are you enjoying the sunshine?
I can't get enough, honestly. This is happiness in a pot. It's like the vitamin D that I've missed. Don't give me those, the eyebrow raise and whatnot. But it's the vitamin D that I've missed in the last year. I just feel like someone's thrown it at me and my life has been upgraded. That's how I feel.
Listen, Cece and I were talking just before this, and you did something that you've looked forward to for an entire year. You danced in a field.
I danced in a field. I know it sounds really hippie, and it really was. It was a field dance, let loose, arms, legs. There was no rhythm. It was just me smiling, looking wild in a field. So if you did see me on Sunday in Victoria Park, it was me, and I was wild.
Wow, fabulous. Gutted I missed it. Right, this week we've got one of your friends, haven't we?
We have got, so joining us on FUBAR this week, we've got the lovely David. David is one of the newer waiters on First Dates. And believe it or not, our topic this week is going to be first dates.
Fabulous.
I know.
Something you and I have had many of.
Many, and I was thinking about this. I was like, there's so many that I could share. And it's like, you know, what's the level?
What's the level? Well, you know what I'm going to say?
I do. Go on.
We are the circle of trust. Sharing is caring.
Oh, great.
When was your last first date, Cece?
A couple of weeks ago, actually.
I know the answer to that, actually.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Why? I mean, for me, I have been on a number of first dates and sometimes they don't often make it to a second date.
Do you think that's you or them?
Well, the common denominator in these first dates is me.
Right. So it's you. You're the problem.
Well, a lot of people will say yes. But first dates.
You're a really good first date. I reckon you'd be brilliant. I reckon you'd know like how to chat. I think you'd know how to like time it correctly, the location. I think you'd be really good. In fact, I've bloody seen you on a first date because you came on my show.
Of course. So, you've seen me on a first date.
And you were brilliant.
That ended well. Listen, I love first dates. It's one of my favourite things to do. I love meeting new people. I absolutely love going on first dates. I've never had a bad date.
Oh, that's punchy, isn't it?
I've never had a bad date. So I always enjoy myself regardless. And I would hope that they do too. It's just sometimes after a first date, you just don't organise a second date.
So on that, actually, let me just pick up from that. So at what point do you think you realise that you're not going to go on a second date with this person?
Sharpish.
Really? And you still stay and you enjoy it?
Of course. Why not? We both made the effort to be there. Both made the effort to be happy, have a few drinks or do whatever you're doing. Why not enjoy someone's company, even if it's going to be the last time you see him?
Has it ever changed for you? Has it ever like gone to, you're like, nah. And then halfway through, you're like, actually, this person's all right.
No. No, not really. No, because I genuinely think I get an idea, because I think there's certain things that you look for on a first date that if they're not there within the first couple of minutes, then. But I've gone on first dates with people and then become friends with them.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've got a lot of friends now.
Yeah, because I've enjoyed their company, but I've just thought you are not making me hard.
Okay. Should we do our dating news?
Well, before we do the dating news.
Oh shit, yeah, sorry.
Don't start fucking cutting out my fucking segments. All right.
Hold on. Let me see the green juice. Hold on.
Yeah, you have a bit of your algae. Pete's dating sex book this week. Do you want naughty or nice to start with?
I mean, the fact that you class it as nice, it's probably not. So let's go with nice.
Okay, nice. The first one from Pete's dating sex book is Carpe Diem.
Any
ideas? Carpe Diem. So you know what Carpe Diem means?
No.
Carpe Diem.
A club in Croatia.
Okay. Carpe Diem is everyone, well, most people know what it means. It means seize the day. All right?
Oh, yeah.
But Carpe Diem slightly different. So it's a blend of the words carpe diem, which is a Latin phrase that means seize the day, and DM, which is direct messages. This means seizing the day via DMs. For example, if a guy says to you, I really, really fancy this girl, but I'm scared she will reject me because I'm not as buff as her. The other person goes, carpe diem, bro. Just go with it. Seize the day. Send the fucking message. Slide in them DMs. Seize the DM. Don't lose your bottle. Fucking go for it.
Okay. I like your enthusiasm when explaining it, but I don't know if I would use that with friends. I think it's a little bit cliche, even though I didn't know what it meant.
It is very cliche. It's also probably one of the most tattooed things people have got alongside Only God Can Judge Me. A lot of people have carpe diem, see it a lot. An awful lot. Yeah.
Oh dear. On the bottom of someone's back or like?
Yeah, carpe diem, seize the bum. No. Right. So a slightly less nice one, which is one of my favorites.
Come on, give it to me.
Cece, I've got a nickname. All right. People call me the pirate.
Right.
So I thought I would give you one that is relating to that. So it's an angry pirate.
Okay.
Do you know what an angry pirate is? And it's not just me today.
Is it sexual?
Well, what do you fucking think?
Of course it is. let's think about it. An angry pilot. Is it something to do like squirting or something along those lines?
Yes.
Eye and then you close your eye.
Very good. I am very impressed with you right now.
Is that
yes.
it?
Yes. Sort of. So it's basically a sex act in which you ejaculate in your partner's eye and then kick him in the shin. This causes them to hobble around on one leg with one eye covered while grunting and cursing like a pirate. And that is the angry pirate. So you jizz and kick and then they do that.
Oh my God. Why the shin?
Because then they hop, you know, like they've got one leg. Like,
oh, I get
like
it.
That, you see?
Oh, wow. That could be my favourite.
You like it, don't you?
That's really, really good. Really good.
Angry pirate. So if anyone says to you, do you want an angry pirate? You should
say. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. But kick me softly.
Yeah. I like that one, Pete. Thank you.
God, no
these education lessons, it's just ridiculous. I'm learning so much. Can't wait
honestly,
to share it.
Honestly, this is what you and I call now, I've come up with a word for it, edutainment.
Edutainment. Ooh. Hashtagging.
Hashtag edutainment. I have stolen that from my show with Sam.
You can share.
We're going to use it here as well. Edutainment. That's what we're doing.
Edutainment. God, I really am learning a lot from you.
Listen,
I feel like a better person.
I am here to be your disgusting sexual mentor.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Is every time I say something that's really foul, which is all the time, in fact.
That's a Pete-ism.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, Pete taught me. I got it from Pete.
Excellent. So when I meet someone and they go, I was with Cece the other day, she said a lot about you. I'm going to know exactly what they mean.
You know exactly what it's about. Yeah, exactly.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm do you know what? I'm just glad I'm part of your life, babe.
You definitely are, Pete. Thank you.
No worries. Anything for you.
Thank you, Pete.
Shall we move on?
Weird and wonderful dating news.
Dating news.
That's a new
one. Did you
one.
Like that?
That was high.
Hey, thank you. Yours is low. I feel like, honestly, at some point throughout these radio shows, we are going to harmonise.
Oh, no, we will. We'll get there. It might take us 100 shows, but we'll 100% get there.
And I imagine by the time we've done it 100 times to get to that harmonised, people have switched off.
Absolutely. So,
let's go.
Number one. So this, I read this before we came on and I was giggling to myself because I have been in a something similar situation. So,
of course you have.
Of course I have, because I've dated bloody everybody. Right. Man leaves big tip to impress date, but is caught sneaking back for a refund by the waitress. Oh, how is that? So a waitress has gone viral on social media after recounting how the customer recently attempted to impress his date, only to have the whole thing spectacularly backfire on him. The man took his date out for a lavish meal, ordering the most expensive wine and the food on the menu. In her post, the waitress began explaining how the customer initially appeared to be charming and was the picture of courtesy and good manners. When she brought over the bill, he insisted and said, You never have to pay when you're with me, baby. Oh, gross. And made a big show.
Okay, baby.
I know. a big show of leaving a $100 tip. However, a few moments after leaving, the man reappeared without his date, proclaiming loudly as he walked through the door that he thinks he left something inside. Oh, he said without the slightest shade of shame or embarrassment, "Mark the tip down to $20, hun. I was just playing it up for my date, you understand." The waitress amended the amount, but realised that he hadn't signed for the new receipt to approve the change. So she ran across the street, oh, I love her, to flag him down and explained that she tried to reduce the tip, speaking loudly enough so that his date could hear, who was visibly shocked.
So he left a large tip and evidently his dignity whilst leaving a tip. Listen, the geezer's obviously gone in there like Champagne Charlie with lemonade pockets. Don't play it up, mate. Just be you.
What Never.
However, love the waitress.
Love her. She did a decent thing there, a decent job. She's got women's back. Let's move on. What's another dating story?
This one is slightly arousing and slightly weird. So a couple chains themselves together to save their relationship. They then vowed to remain chained together until they were married. So Victoria and Alexandra from Ukraine chained themselves together for 3 months in a bid to save their relationship. They used to break up once or twice a week. So when Alexandra threatened to split up with Victoria, she said, "I will attach myself to you." The pair have now broken the world record for the longest amount of time chained to someone. It hasn't been easy for them, though, as they say spending 24 hours together gets weary. Despite this, they vowed to remain chained together until their wedding day, even though they're not even engaged yet. Now, I don't know about you, but I thought of something straight away that I thought, no. They have to shit together.
Oh, God, I did not think of that. Do you know what? I just thought being claustrophobic, I like being around men, right? And I really love being close in certain moments. Give me the eye. Don't give me that side eye waiting for me to say something and fuck it all up. But I also like my own space. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you just say, "Babe, can you just go to like another area of London? Because I just need a breather."
Just go to another area of London.
Yeah, not like the other room, like just another area. Of London or out of London, wherever
you... Babe, I've had enough. Can you do me a favour and just fuck off?
That's what you want to say. And do you know what's the hardest thing in a relationship is trying to find a way to say that politely?
I would absolutely just love it if someone said that to me.
What, can you just fuck off, Pete?
I would actually genuinely appreciate it. Listen, I think you're great and, you know, I love spending time with you, but I need my own time. Fuck off. I'd be like, love that.
Clear, I'll give you that. It is clear. You know where you stand.
Yeah, it's straight to the fucking point, isn't it?
Yeah, not personal, just honest.
We all need our own time sometimes, and I can't think of anything worse than genuinely being chained to anyone for 24 hours a day. But also, the interesting part about this, they break up once or twice a week. That to me, I mean, listen, I don't want to put a dampener on it. I don't think they're ever going to get married.
It sounds just a little bit needy to me. Just a tad, just a little bit needy. Don't leave me, even though we're going to break up. Let's chain ourselves together.
I mean, for me,
too
nutty.
Much.
Nutty. But they are from the Ukraine. And as we know from last week with Yuri, they do it differently. Maybe they've got edgy. Yes, they are. They are fucking edgy.
Edgy.
Talking of Yuri, BDSM, he would probably enjoy that.
Oh, he probably would, wouldn't he?
Oh, he would. Mate.
How much? Just to talk about Yuri for a second, just because I'm still
like we have to. I feel like we have to.
I'm not quite over it. How much do you? So you know, we both had an appreciation for him. We were
Loved
so
him.
Excited to get him on the show. How do you feel now?
I want him back.
Oh, brilliant! Okay, good. I feel the same way, but I wasn't quite sure if it would sound odd or not.
Don't get me wrong, it's fucking odd. But yeah, I've got him back. Yeah, I've had sleepless nights since speaking to Yuri. I have questioned whether I'm the weird one or whether he is a number of times.
I thought you'd say sexuality then. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah.
No. I am still completely and utterly heterosexual.
Right.
As delightful as Yuri is as a man, not my cup of tea, lacking in certain departments and making up for it in other departments that don't interest me. But... what a guy. And if you haven't listened to last week's show with Yuri, then fucking please do.
And if you don't know what we're on about a guy who is having sex a lot with dolls and chickens. Sorry.
Yes.
Forgot that part.
Chicken dolls.
Chicken dolls.
He also married a doll. But listen, I mean, if that sounds weird to you, just go on all the platforms and search for the dating show for FUBAR Radio, because
it was my fave.
Little plug for the show. You can listen to all of our shows on those platforms. So go and do that, because, listen, I don't want to blow our own trumpet, but we're a lot of fucking fun.
Yes, we fucking are. And yes, that was turns out we're even more fucking fun.
Yeah, fucking have a listen. Right, so, like I said, you're listening to FUBAR Radio, and this is The Dating Show with the wonderful CC Coleman and that bloke off
the
tower.
Wonderful P. Admirable, is that a word? Admirable P. That was the word I was looking for.
Thank you. I feel like that was a forced compliment. Yeah, but thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So this week's topic is first dates, something CC knows loads about, having worked on first dates, as does our guest. So I'm going to give you some little facts about
Give me some facts. I wonder if I know them. Come on, give them to me.
Okay. 53% of first dates end with a kiss.
Okay.
I like that fact.
Okay, good.
Because that means basically one in two dates end with a kiss.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
However, 56% of people have had sex on a first date, which has led to them being with a long-term partner, which means that over 1 in 2% of people have ended up in a relationship with someone they've been on a first date with, which surprises me because CC and I's ratio is not that great.
No.
No, not at all. So, kissing.
More. Go on.
Kissing on a first date, CC. Do you do it? Do you like it? How often do you do it? Do you do it every time? Is it something that you just feel like you should do? Do you have to do it? Tell me about your best first date kiss.
That's a lot of questions.
You can answer them in any order.
So, yeah, I used to kiss a lot on my first dates. And then it seems, as of recent, probably down to COVID, I would imagine, that it doesn't seem to be going that way. But I will say also that the last first date I went on, his breasts smelled. So there was absolutely no way I was going to kiss him.
I didn't know. I mean, I know that story. I didn't know whether or not you were going to bring it up. But you
have. Well, I am, because I basically like to out this person without saying who they are. I mean, listen, Pete, right?
If you are listening, Dave, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
Just for anyone listening, his name's not actually Dave. It's not Dave, is it?
It's not.
Okay, that's fine. Now he's wondering if you mean him or someone called Dave, which makes him feel even worse. Should we just leave that there?
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about sex on a first date?
I really have to think about how I answer this.
Oh, I hate it when you think about it.
So what? Okay, so actually, I'll just be completely honest.
Yes, please.
I'm so not against it at all. And, you know, and if it was to happen, bloody brilliant. It just hasn't happened for me for a very long time. So I think I'm a bit disappointed. That's what it is. It's like, wait, do you not want to come home with me? No.
So for anyone listening on CC's next first date, she is up for it. She is up for it. All you've got to do is brush your teeth.
But do you know what? I think some men, right, the two...
Can't wait for last this, because I feel dates. Like this is going somewhere.
Oh, God, I have to really be careful, don't I? So the last few dates I've been on, and there hasn't been a first kiss, if there is a date, I can't say this without saying it. Do you know what? I'm going to leave it again. I'm going to leaving it there. Basically, I end up controlling the relationship. That's what I'm trying to say. If you don't like make a move and it's sort of coming from me, it makes you think. I think the first date, who pays, who opens the door, who kisses who first, says a lot about how that relationship is going to continue. And the guys that have just gone for it with me, they end up being the men that maybe are more, not controlling, but in control. And the guys that don't, and it's sort of me going for the first kiss, it ends up being me being a bit more like the person that's leading the relationship. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I hear you. Mm-hmm. So what would you say is the most amount of first dates you've been on in 1 week?
I thought you were going to ask something so different then. I don't know, probably two. Not
two.
Yeah, max.
Okay.
That's a bit confusing for me. What about you, Pete?
I used to date very frequently, not so much anymore. I've done quite a few dates in 1 week.
How many?
We're talking like maybe 5, 6. I've done almost every night dating.
Wow. So let's just be clear on this.
First dates.
Yeah. Back to back, basically. So, yeah. And those women, were you going home with them?
Some.
So you'd go home with someone, potentially sleep over, not sleep over, or they'd come back to yours. And then the following day,
what would you say your
same breath, you would then go to meet another date?
Not with the same breath. I'd go home and sort myself out first. Do you know what I mean? What would you say? Oh, God. What would you say a perfect first date is? This is, I find, a really interesting question, right? Because I want to see how you answer this.
There are...
You must have been asked this a million times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I can't make it any less cliche than what it is. It really is about the person. I've been on first dates where we've done some activity. I've been on first dates where we've gone for a walk and drank coffee, and all of them have been great if I'm with someone that's got a nice and good communication, and like just having an A to B chat. Simply comes down to that. You're nodding.
Fabulous answer. And I completely and utterly agree. Whenever you ask someone what the perfect first date is, all goes, well, I'd like to go to an Irish restaurant, or I'd like to do this. None of that makes a difference unless you're interested in the person you're on a date with. I could have fun in a wheelie bin if I enjoyed being with a person. And
I promise you I could, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it literally... God. And people would think that being a wheelie bin...
Oh, God.
You're right there, babe. People think that being in a wheelie bin would be a rubbish first date, but it wouldn't.
Oh, I see what you did there.
God, I really set that up and it wasn't even that funny. It's all about the person you're with. First dates are all about the person you're with. And it's all about what you want to get out of a first date as well. You don't have to, if you go into a first date thinking, fuck me, is this going to be a relationship? Is this going to be this? And I think you put too much pressure on yourself and you start ticking off things and looking for things in people. If you just go to get to know someone, you're going to have a good time regardless, I think, personally.
I totally agree. I think we should ask our lovely guest, who has also seen quite a few first dates, what his first and most exciting first date would be.
I agree. Last week we had Yuri, who, if you struggled with translation, this week is going to be no better, because I believe he's a Scouser, isn't he?
He is, and trust me, it gets funnier. The more he gets excited, the funnier his accent gets. So,
well, let's see if we can excite David.
Oh, trust me, you can excite David.
Hello.
Hey, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm all right, you know.
It's nice to see your smiley face.
Oh, I know. Same. Nice to see yours.
Where are you, David? What part of the world are you in?
Well, I relocated 3 weeks ago to Manchester, and here I am. I mean, I've still got a bit of art to put on the wall, but yeah, my view, what I'm looking at now, is amazing.
I love Manchester, one of my favourite cities. I spent a lot of time there. Listen, David, so our topic this week is first dates, which obviously you and Cece know a lot about. But before we get into that, we're just gonna tickle your bollocks a little bit.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Feel free to, Pete. I've been waiting for the day you said that to me.
Well, listen, today is your lucky day, big boy. So we're going to ask you some quick fire questions, right?
Amazing.
Okay, right. First up, amazing. Date night in or date night out?
Oh, out.
Kissing or cuddling?
Ooh, cuddling.
Giving or receiving gifts?
I'm receiving or everything.
Dating apps or meeting in person?
Oh, in person. Do not believe in apps.
Dream job or dream partner?
At the moment in my life, dream job.
Chat up line or straight to the point?
Straight to the point.
Big spoon or little spoon?
What are you asking me what I am, Pete?
I'm just...
I'm normally little spoon, but with you.
This is such a beautiful moment. I'm just loving this.
I could take
this.
Big spoon if you want, Pete.
So beautiful. Sorry.
We'll mix and match, mate.
I love that. But I am little spoon.
David, single or taken?
Oh, single.
Single.
Oh, I love how you got excited for me then, Cece.
I was hoping you were going to say. Yeah. But no.
No, not yet.
Right, David. So, first dates. We're going to ask you a little bit about your first dates and what you like. So, what makes a great first date for you?
You know what, Pete? I was going to say you could take me then, but I won't start with that. A man could take me to McDonald's. I do not care. If he's got the banter, the genuineness,
the soul, the just charisma to just engage me and get me to give him eye contact. I couldn't care where we were.
Yeah, see, you know? I spoke about it before you came on, and we totally agree. First dates, the best first dates are just about the person you're on a date
with. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
The company. Yeah.
Have you got an idea of like a favorite first date that you've been on? Do you date? I always forget this. Do you date?
Do you know what, Cece? You know me very well now. I don't really date because I think in my industry, as I call it, the gay industry, it's just difficult. You know, I think...
Why is it difficult? I don't understand.
Well, like, you know, the gays don't really want long-term. They don't want relationships. I mean, they do, but a lot of them just want, you know...
So what are you saying? You don't date, you just fuck?
No, I don't. That's the thing.
Right. Okay, but
that's my problem. I'm very traditional. Ooh. I'm very traditional. So I want someone to come up to me and be like, you know what, David, let me take you for a drink. Not, oh, where are you going tonight? And I'm like, not with you. Do you know what I mean? I want to be like, yeah, what? Ask me my name, take me out, let's go and have a chat. If I go to a gay bar, where are you going tonight? What, you know, they won't shake me and they'll shake something else. And I'm like, no.
No. Sounds delightful.
Right.
I wish women would do more of that. We just gave the listeners some little statistics about first dates, which is over 50% of people kiss at the end of a first date, and over 50% of people have sex at the end of the first date. And that 50% normally end up in a long-term relationship. So how do you like to end a first date, David? Tell us.
Oh, I mean...
So basically, I've got this thing with the boys, right? So when I started the boys, like, you know, how did the date go? A lot of my mates have got this thing where they promise the world and deliver nothing. Yeah. So they've got no intentions of seeing that person again, but they do the whole thing. Yeah, we'll do it again soon. They organise something. They'll kiss them.
Oh, see, that's wrong, that.
Oh, really?
You need to shout at them for that.
Yeah. And I always say, why are you promising the world? You're trying to wipe up a girl that you've got no intentions of seeing again and then wonder why.
That's sad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like you've got to be honest at the end of a first date regardless. Yeah.
Do you know, it is hard to be honest, though, even though, you know, I can be very direct at times, but it is hard when you know someone fancies you and you don't. And I do understand that, you know, at the end when it's like, well, you know, so we can see each other again, it's that like, yeah, sure moment, like, oh, I don't know how to get out of this. But what I guess, you know, if you're not saying that throughout the day and promising, then that kind of makes it not okay, but it's slightly better. Yeah. If you're like the whole day, like, yeah, let's do this. And like you just said, your friends are over promising. That's stitching someone up quite, you know, girls especially. We really get excited about a date and the prospect of being with someone.
Yeah. As like a gay lad, obviously, I've got loads of girls, you know, I've got all my girl mates. And so I'm sort of involved.
Single, David?
Quite a few.
I need a wingman.
Yeah, well, I do as well. So let's wingman each other.
Got it.
Get me on the back of your little motorcycle and let's just go somewhere and pick people up.
Cece, what I mean, your last date, which you talked about, and you said to the listeners earlier on, which didn't end particularly well, but you did something that I wish more people would do, was you told the guy directly the next day, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I sent him a message and said, lovely evening, you know, and it was, but, you know, there just wasn't any romantic connection for me. And do you know what? It made my life easier because I hate that text when you get the, like, so babe, when am I going to see you? And then you're like, oh, I've got to let you down twice. Like, it's almost like worse. So I just thought, if I get in there early doors, 9 a.m. the next morning, let's start your day the right way and tell him, you know. And yeah, honestly is the best policy. Treat others how you want to be treated. And I would rather get my hopes up.
I would.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I feel like that's the best way to go. However, I am quite guilty of ghosting.
So hang on, let's just define. So ghosting is when someone sends you a message and you don't respond and then you go like a ghost.
I'm gone.
You out.
You gone.
Yeah. I think it should be called peeting.
Yeah, what's it called? Peeting.
Peeting.
You're going to give him a bad name again. We're trying to get rid of his bloody name.
I've been peated.
I've been peated. It's quite good though.
I know, I quite like the sound. Yeah, being peated.
David, David, we're trying to make me sound like a better human, right?
Because I'm Pete, you are lovely.
I ain't got the best reputation in the world, and now I'm Peting people.
Now you're Peting people, Pete. Come on, you know better. Pete. This is not.
It's not great, is it? Which is what, but then women do that as well. Like women do.
They
that
do actually.
Well. Yeah.
I've got to support you there, Pete. Women do. Men get the blame. I'm sort of 50-50 on it. So I always remember Pete as much as Cece's one of me girls, you're one of me lads. I'm half man, half girl, you know. I can get I understand both. Like
it's,
that's
it's
my
a shame.
Skill.
It's a shame you weren't here last week because Yuri would have loved you.
I was just thinking that. David, that is your type. I already know your type.
Oh,
would have been a bit of you.
Maybe not.
What do you mean, maybe not? Like, that's your type. You like big, muscly men, don't you? That have
fucking a doll.
Yeah, but he likes men too. Don't worry, he likes men too. What is he? Pansexual.
Pansexual, yeah.
Pansexual. No. Okay, all right then.
Sounds like I know then.
I'll leave that there.
Have you got anything? So, I've dated quite a bit in my life. I've been single for a lot of my life. Cece, yeah. Similar. We've been on quite a few dates. Cece, this is a question for both of you, actually. Have you got something that you always ask on a date? Have you got like a question that you always want to know? Have you got like a routine? You know how some people date a lot, basically got a routine, you go through the motions,
yeah,
all that sort of shit. Have you got something that you always do on a first date or always want to find out about someone on a first date?
Yeah, probably. I think naturally I wouldn't like go in as an interview, but I suppose I can be quite interviewee. But I do like to know about the family. I do like to know about their projections and ambitions for the future. I like to know where they'd sort of, you know, I don't sit there and go, so where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, give me your 5 year plan.
But I mean, I like to gauge, you know, if they've got family values. I like to gauge if they've got, you know, I'm at a point, like in the gay world now, you know, my age, I'm getting old now in the gay world.
How old are you, mate?
I'm 29.
Fucking
Pete,
hell.
Let me tell you something in the gay industry. So I'm, right, let me just give you a bit of an education on gays. Okay. So there's loads of different categories, Cece. We have had this conversation many a times.
Okay,
and, you know, I consider myself to be a twink, right?
A what?
Well, twink. A twink.
A twink, isn't that fucking like an American like donut or something?
I'll be whatever you want me to be, Pete. So I'm like, you know, the skinny, quite calm, not too feminine. I'm like, you know, that like skinny, like whatever. And then you've got like bears, muscle. Oh my God. I mean,
are they self-explanatory?
It.
Muscle is muscly.
Yeah.
What's
you've got like tattoos.
What's
tattoos,
a pear?
A bear.
A pear?
A bear, like a very hairy man.
Oh, right. Yeah,
very
literally
hairy.
Like a bear. Okay.
Yeah, like a bear. Then you've got a cub. So, like, the opposite to a bear. Honestly, Pete, you wouldn't believe. God. There's all these bloody categories. Just log into Pornhub and check categories and you'll figure it out.
I'm not sure how good that will be on my search history, mate. I'll be honest with you. it's already a bit fucked up after you.
Oh, I can imagine.
So one of my favourite things to do, so this is, which is why I'm so jealous of both of your jobs, is I love people watching. So even when I go out, if I'm sat in a bar with the boys or whatever else, I try and work out if people are on first dates or if you see so if you see like two people together sat having dinner, you know, a guy and a girl or a couple of girls, a couple of geezers, whatever, and I'll try and work out whether they are on a date and how it's going or how many dates in it might be. And I always feel like I can tell a first date because people will try and interact more on a first date.
Yeah.
Whereas if there are a couple of dates in, people sit there on their phone, it's like they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's a load of bollocks. So I feel like I can always tell when someone on the first date.
But that's I find that really interesting as well, because on a first date, people are showing the best versions of themselves. So they aren't on their phones. They're not looking at what else is going on around them. They're so like, it's an A to B conversation, which is that's all I do. You know, I invest in people. But then on the second day, you think, why has it changed then? Why are you now sort of like, you know, a bit more cash, a bit more sort of like, you think, no, I'm still the same person. person. Like,
yeah,
I always say this. I wish people would show up as themselves on the first date, not the version right. they want to be.
Cece, do you show up as yourself on a first date?
I believe I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think I... yeah, of course I show up as myself. You know, it's me, it's turning up. But I, you know, the attention that I would give to someone on that first date is attention that I'm taking for, because I want, this is the kind of person I am. And this is, you know, like I keep saying, it is cliche, but treat others how you want to be treated.
Do you think do you think you did that when you were younger?
Well, I was just going to interrupt there. I never.
Yeah, I don't think I did when I was younger. I think I became the person I thought someone wanted me to be.
Yes.
Rather than actually being myself.
Yeah.
Now, as I've got older, I just go as me. Yeah. And I think that's really important to do. But I think a lot of people, which goes into this people watching thing I was saying, a lot of people show up as the best version of themselves on that first date. But you can only do that for so long. And then by the second, third date, suddenly they become a complete fucking helmet.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fucking true.
Yes, that's why we're all single.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Helmets.
Yes.
David, we're going to play a game with you now.
Okay.
And what we want you to do is tell us three stories, two of which are truth and one is a lie.
Okay.
So feel free to, because I know how much you just love to chat. Keep it short. So story, we get a question per story. So just go for it, tell all three of them, and then we'll ask the questions after.
Okay.
Okay. I'm hoping these are going to be good, David. I've got a feeling they're going to be good.
Okay, you ready? Once, when I was a student years ago, it was my first ever date. He messaged me on social media. Back then it was like just, social media was just starting off. It wasn't really a thing. Well, probably something like that. And then he didn't have many pictures. So we went, I met him at a restaurant in Manchester, funnily enough. Walked in, turns out he was a bit of a catfish. So walked in, obviously gave him, you know, the opportunity to sit down.
That was very nice of you, mate.
Sat down with him, said, listen, should we get some cocktails? It's 2 for 1. Off we went to the bar. As he's gone to the bar, I've just panicked. Like, obviously, I'm recently out as gay. This is all new to me. I'm like, oh. So anyway, it was too much. It wasn't anything up my street. He'd lied as well. So that was a bit bang out of order, you know, about certain things. So I thought, okay, I'm going to backdoor it. So I got up, got myself up, got myself together, went to backdoor it. There's two, my kind of guys, security at the door. And I'm trying to get out. And I'm like, guys, I just need to get out. Sorry, whatever I said to them. So off I was going to get out. They stopped me. They were like, I'm sorry, you can't use this exit. You have to go out the main door. But the layout of the restaurant meant that if I'd have used the main door, I would have had to have walked right behind him at the bar. And he would have, without a doubt, seen me leaving. So I've gone to these bouncers. No, listen, one of my girls is round the corner. A heel is stuck in the grid. You absolutely need to let me out this bar now. I need to get out. So anyway, I sweet talked them. They let me out. And off I went. But as I've gone, like I was there chatting, this guy's, I've clocked him. We give each other eye contact and I've just legged it. I've just absolutely legged it in panic, which is awful.
Fucking savage.
So that's that. That's that story.
Okay. All right, so that's story one. Story two.
Story two, when I lived in New York, a bit more, you know, bit older in my old ways, still on my dad's credit card though, because it was my dad that got me to New York. So I was like, yeah, okay, thanks, Dad. So off I went, met this guy from New York. He was an art director, fantastic, gorgeous, you know, really a lot about him guy, but looked genuine as well, really lovely. And he took me on a date underneath the Brooklyn Bridge on the grass verge. We watched a black and white movie. It was just... probably still to this date, the most romantic date I've ever been on.
Fucking
and then
hell.
After this date, I know, after this date, we went to this gorgeous restaurant. I mean, I can't even, it was just phenomenally like the best restaurant I'd ever been in. We walked in, it was up on a rooftop. When you went up, they'd pull like red velvet curtains round, but like respect, it wasn't that, you know, it was a nice place, really nice. So we've sat and we're having this meal, these cocktails. This is, you know, this is an art director that's like just, you know, got everything he wants, and I'm just going with it, like feeling the vibe, like, yeah, come on, living in the moment, as you can imagine. Next minute, the bill comes and he's like, oh, I haven't got my card, you know, I can't do American. And I'm like, oh, and he's like, do you want to just, can you just get this? And I'm like, yeah, of course, no, no, it's fine, yeah, no problem, like, yeah, whatever. My dad's credit card, not obviously, that wasn't known. I was like, yeah, no problem. So $450. Obviously, back then, I was like, you know, a bloody intern for Vera Wang. I'm like, yeah. So got this as if it was nothing, you know, had a lovely day. Did see him again. Oh, got a call off my dad, like, you're coming home in 6 months. There's no way you're staying there any longer if you carry on like that.
So story one was did a runner.
Yeah.
Story two, paid for an art director.
Yeah.
Story three.
Okay. Ready for it?
I'm ready.
So obviously I've already educated about the muscles and the bit and what I'm into in the gay world, you know, but nowadays muscle men, they don't want little twinks. They want, it's like muscle for muscle, you know? So obviously I know I'm hench, but I'm not, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, massive, mate, you're a fucking unit.
And so basically, yeah, so I really fancied this guy, this proper gorgeous muscle guy. I've got a friend who's a hot muscle guy as well. So I've said to my mate, organize a date for me, right? Get slide in his DMs, get a date, get a time and a place. I'll turn up. So he did. He got the time and a place. I turned up thinking, being me, Cece would agree, I'll win him over with my personality.
Right.
Don't worry, I'll win him over. I'll give him it all. Turned up. He's just looked right at me. And it was the most mad, spontaneous thing I've ever done in my life. But yeah, I turned up. I thought, you know what? Now I fancy this guy. I'm going to show him who I am. I'm a fucking good catch. He's going to figure this out. He didn't figure it out. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So story one was did a runner. Story two, paid for night director. Story three, you catfished someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think of it like that, yeah.
Fucking hell. Cece, do you want to start us off with questions?
I've got a note. Story one is catfish, and story three is catfish. So my only question for number two is, you said that you had gone to the place under the Brooklyn Bridge and whatnot and watched a movie.
Yeah.
That was the same night that you'd gone for dinner on the rooftop.
Yeah. Yeah. So after the movie, we went for dinner.
So who paid for the movie?
He did.
But you told us that you didn't have...
He had cash. It was like a thing because he was involved in art. It was one of his... Because he's an art director, it was like a project that he did. So it was... He had involvement in that. So obviously we got like a few drinks, but he paid cash for that. I don't know if we paid entrance because I've just followed him in. Like, you know, like... Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just invited. So
that's it.
Okay. So my question on the first one... Did the guy contact you after he'd seen you do a runner?
He did.
Okay.
He did, but I think I didn't respond straight away, but I think I did eventually because I knew, like, I'd spoke to my girls and I just said, listen, I'm so sorry. I explained my situation, you know.
You told him the truth?
I told him the truth, yeah. Okay. I think I owed him that, do you know what I mean?
And my other question for number three... Mm-hmm. Is so the guy thought he was going on a date with your friend, and
yeah,
you fully just catfished him.
I fully just turned up like, you are gonna love me,
and he didn't,
and he didn't know.
Oh, okay, all right, fine. Cece's very good at this game.
You know what? It's weird because usually I get I'm on, but because I know you, I'm
well, really... I've purposely not spoke to you for a few days because I knew I didn't want to give you any hint.
No, and I'm a bit thrown. I'm going to go with number two.
So Cece thinks number two is the liar. I think number three is the liar. Surely you didn't just catfish someone. Surely not. Surely you didn't do that. So I'm going to go number three's lie. So Cece thinks two's lie. I think three's a lie. Tell us which one is the liar.
Number three.
Yeah.
Oh,
well done,
P.
Yes, P.
Thank God you didn't do that.
Thank God, yeah. Geez.
I know, can you imagine?
Also,
that was a good one there, wasn't it? That was a good story.
We like that. Just a quick one on the first one. You mentioned, Cece just reminded me, the other guy was a bit of a catfish. You don't mean like a full catfish. He's just
like a full-on...
What, it wasn't the same person you'd spoke to on social media, or it just didn't look like his pictures? Like
all I can say is possibly Photoshop.
Right. Okay. Fucking hell. Wow.
It's embarrassing for the person. Yeah. I just don't know why you would do that. It's so embarrassing when someone would turn up and think, oh my God, you're not as attractive as I thought you were. I'd be mortified. I'd much rather someone say, God, your pictures are gross and you're a little bit better than that.
I understand I was young back then, but nowadays, you know, we're all older. Sorry to say, but we are. We're all getting to that age where we haven't got, we don't want to waste time.
Time.
I want to go on a date with someone that, if I go on a first date, you should know that I'm fully investing in that. Otherwise, I wouldn't come on a first date because... I don't need to at this age. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, you've just got to be true to who you are and show up and say, you know, this is me, this is who I am. If you don't like it, move on. I'm not, you know, no hard feelings.
I think that's a really good way to end that first date thing, because I completely concur. Cece, do you agree?
Yeah.
I think just show up on a first date and just be you. Too many people, I think, are either being a different version of themselves on a first date or just being a little bastard catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love yourself, be who you are. And accept who you are and show the world who you are with no apology.
My guy.
Nice.
Go out there and get it.
Yes, go out there and get it.
Thank you, David. You've been,
I love you.
As always, brilliant and funny.
It was so lovely to see you.
Both. And you.
Thank
Enjoy
you
your
so much.
Afternoon.
You're welcome. Mwah. Love yous.
Bye, bye, bye.
Love you both. Bye.
What a thoroughly nice man.
David has been a brilliant addition to our little crew. He has just come in, and as you can see, he throws himself in there, and he just cracks on.
He does just crack on. So we've learned there's been an awful lot of edutainment today. I've just learned the full categories of the gay world, which was interesting. Fucking tinks and pears, the bears and all sorts of stuff.
There's a lot, isn't there?
There's a lot, isn't there? So, shall we?
Yes.
Shall we?
Let's go to our listeners' question stories.
Oh,
we've got a question. Another question.
Before we get to the question, let's have a story.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for it.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Let's start with a story, which is Lindsay from Virginia.
Hi, Pete and Cece. My worst date happened about 6 years ago. I planned to meet my online date at a bar. Then at the last minute, he changed it to a restaurant near his apartment. So I went into this date already annoyed. As I walked toward the front doors of the restaurant, I noticed a guy in a power wheelchair waiting just inside, and it hit me. My date was a quadriplegic, and I had no idea. Immediately, my mind started to race because I thought I missed this vital detail in his profile, except I remembered that he used full body photos of him standing. Despite that, I put on my game face and went inside. It was the most awkward and humbling date I've ever had. Over the course of the meal, I had to help him with his drink so he didn't spill, strapped a special spoon to his hand so he could eat, and signed the check on his behalf when he offered to pay with his credit card. Turns out he was paralyzed in a motorcycle accident and switched our date location because he couldn't drive and his apartment was across the street. To be honest, I couldn't be mad. I suspect he hid his condition on purpose, assuming he wouldn't get any responses otherwise. Not that that makes it okay, but I could understand. You might be wondering why I didn't say anything, but I hate confrontation. I will say I made sure to do some detective work on my future online dates after that. We did not go out again, though he tried guilting me into a second date, which was probably the worst part of the whole experience.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I felt a little bit emotional listening to some of that. Like when she said that's the most like humbling and odd whatever experience she's had. I totally get that.
Yeah. I mean, firstly, listen, that in a way is catfishing, but I completely understand. Do you know what I mean? Like, I completely understand it. I mean, that's not a very nice position for her to be in, but listen, I kind of... it's a bit of a tough one, that, really, isn't it?
It's really tough. I mean, look, I think I will always stand by, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, Pete, that, you know, honesty,
you shouldn't
always
lie, yeah.
You shouldn't lie. And, you know, we've just literally said, you know, turn up as yourself, which, yes, that guy did turn up as himself, as did she, but he did miss a vital piece of information. Mm. And for some people, you know, who knows what her history is? Maybe that's a trigger for her. You've got to, it's a really, 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 really difficult one. And I do get that he might not get as many dates as he would like by sharing certain information, but you've got to be honest. You've got to give people a chance to make their decision. You've got to give them a choice.
Yeah. And listen, it's really easy for someone like me or someone like you to be able to say that, having not experienced that or gone through that. But there is, I do believe there is someone for everyone. Do you know what I mean? But you're not going to find that person if you initially start by lying. But
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Starting that way, you know, what else is there?
Yeah, listen, feel for the guy. And listen, I do feel for her as well, because that's quite a bad...
It's tough because, yeah, it's really tough for her. She doesn't want to look like an arsehole. She doesn't want to, you know, but also, I can only, I guess, speak for myself, but I would always want a choice. You know, I want to know who I'm going on a date with.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. You always want that choice, don't you? Okay. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for your story. And thank you for listening from Virginia.
I know.
Look at us across the fucking pond.
Get in there.
I'm surprised she understands a fucking word I'm saying.
I know.
Next up, we've got a question. Introduce Lizzie. It, Cece.
Lizzie from London.
Lizzie from London. What's your question?
At what point should you have the exclusivity talk with someone you're dating? And how could you approach it to make it less awkward?
Great question.
Really good question. Really interesting one. And I can't wait to hear your opinion.
No. I'm going to ask you first, because I've asked you a couple of questions on this originally.
So I cannot remember the last time I had an exclusivity conversation, because I sort of think it happens, which I know is a really unpopular opinion, but if you are seeing someone regularly and presumably you're then talking to them regularly, you sort of end up becoming exclusive without really discussing it. And to be honest with you, where I've been single a lot of my life, I haven't really got to that point. I would generally say it happens a way down the line, if I'm honest with you. I'm not...
digging a hole and I love it.
Fucking hell. All I've done is dig holes today. I'm never putting my hair up again, because when it's down, I don't get myself in this fucking mess. I feel like I'm blaming my hair. But yeah, it's been a long time since I've had that conversation. But I think I don't think there is a time limit on anything. I genuinely believe this. Anytime anyone asks me anything about dating, I don't think there's rules. I think it completely and utterly depends on you and the other person and whatever feels right for you. If you feel like you want that fucking conversation, then have that conversation. Because the minute you stop yourself from doing something, the minute you stop being you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if you feel like you want to be exclusive for someone, then you've got to bring it up, surely. And it doesn't really matter when you do that. I wouldn't wait. It's the same as sleeping with someone. If you want to do it there and then, fucking do it. You don't have to wait till the third date. If you want to be exclusive with someone, you don't have to wait to 3 months down the line. If you want to do this, do it at your pace and do it how you want to do it. Is what I would say, and my advice. I'm not a therapist or whatever else, but that's what I would say.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think it is very different for men and women.
Yeah.
It seems that from the discussions I've had with men, that this exclusivity is, women probably presume it's exclusive, and men are like, well, no, we haven't had the chat. And it kind of makes it like, because you haven't had that chat, it almost gives you like leeway.
It's an out. It's an excuse for being a wanker.
Yeah. Well,
trust me, I know.
I mean, I would say, Lizzie, there's no real, there is no right or wrong answer. I agree with Pete on that. And I don't think it is individual, and there's no rules. It is, if you're on a dating app, you know, you have the option of stating what are you looking for, a relationship or something casual. That in itself is going to tell you a lot of things. If it's not on a dating app and you've met someone in a bar, I personally, I'm always really upfront about that kind of stuff, because I wouldn't want to be sleeping with two people. Simple as that. I'd want to know, and I wouldn't want them sleeping with someone else. So I'm always quite open, honest about it. I generally just date one person. I don't have, you know, there's no, it's never got like six dates in and I'm seeing two people. It's just not a thing I do.
Pete,
very concerned.
I genuinely, Lizzie, I don't think there is a specific answer that you, there's not a specific way to do that. I think you've just got to do you. And if you feel like you're at the point where, because I always think, here we go. I always think, if you're at the point where you want to be exclusive with someone, that can't be a one-way street. And it must be something the other person has thought about as well. We all know the difference between right and wrong. If you've been on one date with someone, chances are they might be dating other people and speaking to other people, because why wouldn't they be, in my head? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they be? Because technically, they don't know how that date's going to go. Sometimes people do speak to multiple people, blah, blah, blah. If you've spent a bit of time with someone and you're really enjoying that and you really feel like you're getting to know someone, they surely must be in the same position. Unless they are the best liar ever, there is something there. So they must, in their head, be wondering whether or not you're seeing somewhere else. So I don't think you can. There is a bad time to bring that up if you are feeling it, because surely two people will have similar thoughts if they are having the connection that you believe you're having that makes you want to be exclusive with someone.
I get what you're saying, nicely put, but I imagine that a lot of women that date you must
Fucking hell. What?
No, this isn't a stitch up, but like they must be dating you thinking, oh, it's going really well. We've been on our fourth date, you know, and I'm, you know, I believe we're on the same page. How is a woman going to know she's on the same page as you?
Ask me.
Well, then there you go. So that's the answer. Just ask the question.
Ask the question. Whenever you feel it, ask it.
Don't be afraid to ask that question as well. Honestly, if you know your boundaries, I personally know what I can and can't stand. And that is, you know, I'm not going to, I personally can't be with someone who is sleeping with other women. That's and a boundary.
Society, which is, I feel like all I ever do on the show is have a go at fucking society for the way people date. But we'll tell you that if you ask that question after three dates, you're a fucking nutter. That's generally why people won't want to ask that, is they don't want to come across too strong. And they, you know, you might think I'm mental if I ask that question. Well, no, I would rather someone say that to me. I would rather someone say to me on a first date after 2 hours, listen, I'm not dating anyone else, are you? I would rather someone, if they wanted to know that, I would rather someone ask me that.
Definitely.
And I'm not the sort of person that would go, she's a fucking nut. She asked me if we're exclusive. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I would at least know where you're at that point. If you don't ask the question, that's when you can get yourself in trouble. As long as someone is going to give you the truthful answers. But if they don't give you truthful answers, then that makes them a liar and you shouldn't be dating them anyway.
100%. Boom. Done. Tick.
So, yeah, there we go, Lizzie. I hope that has helped it.
That was a very long-winded answer for you.
Yes, because...
of agate society.
CC and I love the sound of our own voice. So we try to drag everything along as long as possible because we don't like speaking to anyone else other than each other.
We don't want to go either because we know it's going to the end. So
I know.
Dragging it out.
So everyone listening, thank you again for sending these stories and questions. You can send in your stories and questions to be featured on the show by emailing thedatingshow@foobarradio.com. And also you can follow us on Instagram, which is @thedating_show. That is where you'll see clips from the show, what's coming up, bits from me and CC. It's basically the home and the HQ of PC, which is me and CC. See what I've done there?
This is just great. This is brilliant. The HQ of PC.
Despite the fact that we're not particularly PC sometimes. But yeah, so go and follow @thedating_show. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
And we do. We genuinely, you know, we love to hear from you. We love to hear. Today we learned we have someone from Virginia. Thank you very much. That is, it's a compliment. So thank you guys for tuning in and listening to some of the
dribble that we talk.
To put it nicely. And Pete, thank you for being you. Thank
CC,
you.
As always, thank you for being born and being part of my life.
No one's ever said that to me before. Thank you for being born.
Do you know what you are, CC?
Go on.
You're my FUBAR wife.
Oh, you're my FUBAR husband. Husband.
And this is a marriage made in heaven.
Now, this means that we've got to get the namaste right. You ready?
What
do you want?
This?
Do you want a free clap? Do you want a round of applause? What do you want?
Because as we've discussed, neither of us are very good at three clap based on the fact that neither of us have a lot of rhythm. So I think we should just go with a 1, 2, 3 namaste.
Okay, I'm going to sit up straight.
But you need to go up higher and down.
Okay, big arms. Ready?
All right, ready? You count it.
Okay, one, two, three.
Namaste.
I don't know why there's a delay when you do it. I don't know.
There's not a delay throughout the whole thing, but then there's a delay. Do you know what I think it is? The reason I feel like we get this wrong all the time is because we're both looking at each other and we're both trying to get it in time. So we're trying so hard. So what we're going to do then is we're going to close our eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to count it. Then we're both going to namaste. And our producer, Georgia, is going to be listening. She's going to come in and tell us yes or no if we got it right because we can't see.
I love this. Okay, you think arms big?
So it's going to be one, two, three, namaste. Yeah.
Done. Right. Okay, ready?
Okay, close your eyes.
Go.
One, two, three, namaste. Namaste. Georgia, were we in time?
No, you were not.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, fucking.
Hey, come over now.
Well, that's it. I'm done now. Goodbye, everyone.
Pen's
fucking
gone.
Shit, load of bollocks. Fuck off.